We found actually about half of the countries export a large proportion of natural resources, and about half of those actually rely very much on commodity revenues to improve their own fiscal prospects. So these are particularly vulnerable to changes in commodity prices. But on the other hand, of course, countries which import commodities can also be heavily affected. And we've seen over the last few years how vulnerable some countries are to changes in oil prices and sometimes to changes in particularly important food prices.
Can you just name a few countries that are very vulnerable?
Well, we have 8 countries in sub-Saharan Africa which rely heavily on oil exports, like Angola and Nigeria and Equatorial Guinea. So these have a big proportion of both their export revenues and their government revenues from oil, and that means that they have to protect themselves against possible changes in oil prices. So we've seen these countries in recent years trying to make sure that in good times they can build up some financial reserves in case oil prices decline. And when those prices do fall, they can then use some of those reserves to make sure that their spending isn't cut too quickly.
What about importers? Are they all equally vulnerable?
It depends on several factors. Partly it's the distribution of their exports. If they're heavily dependent on one product rather than a spectrum of product, then obviously that makes them particularly vulnerable. It also depends on the composition of their overall production output. If they're a diversified economy and they produce several other things themselves, even if they don't necessarily export them, then again they can protect themselves a little bit better against these variations in their export prices.
Commodity prices have actually been very volatile this year, but not as much as in 2008, but, you know, still very strong. So can we expect more of that in 2013, or are things going to calm down a little bit?
Well, if we look at what the market is saying, what we see in futures prices, then it looks as if the outlook is going to be relatively calm. But of course, shocks can always happen. The whole point about this is that they are essentially unpredictable. But if you look at the futures prices themselves, it does seem as if energy prices, particularly oil prices, if anything, are on a slight downward trend at the moment. And as far as food prices are concerned, we saw some big spikes in food prices during 2012. These are beginning to work their way out of the system. They were heavily dependent on particularly climatic conditions, particularly in the USA in the middle of 2012. And if 2013 has more normal weather patterns, then certainly food prices should return to the sort of average levels over the last few years.
So what are sub-Saharan countries doing right now to protect themselves from the fluctuation of commodity prices in international markets?
Well, it's important to distinguish between oil exporting and oil importing countries. For the oil exporters, the crucial thing is to make sure that they keep their spending relatively low in good times so that they have money available when prices are reduced, and they can do that by improving their fiscal, their budgetary management over a period of years. But for oil importing countries, they're going to suffer if prices change, if oil prices rise. And the question is how they absorb that suffering. Some countries have tried in the past to protect consumers from rises in prices, and that's meant that they've subsidized prices at the pumps. Now, that can turn out to be very expensive for the budget, and it also actually tends to benefit richer people rather than poorer people. So more and more now are turning to more targeted ways of protecting consumers. So they might find areas where they buy particular products, or they may protect their income in some way when oil prices rise. And that seems to be a more efficient way of using the mechanisms that are available. In a longer term, countries which are vulnerable to changes in the prices of the commodities they export obviously focus nowadays on trying to diversify their products. And a large number have been quite successful in recent years. You see some structural transformation going on.
When you mean structural transformation, really what you mean is that some sectors are growing better than others. Services are growing more than agriculture, for example.
Largely what we mean is a movement out of agriculture, which has obviously been the traditional way that people have earned their income and produced enough for themselves to eat. So we're looking for ways in which they move out of that into other sectors, basically sectors with higher productivity, higher value added. Traditionally, this has tended to be in the early stages in manufacturing, things like clothing manufacturers and so on. But more and more, we see countries moving straight to services, and this could be telecommunications or business services or simply helping in their own retail and distribution networks.